Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of ushering in Shabbos Parshas Ekev, which is also Shabbos Mevorchen Chodesh Elul, a very, very important weekend. Of course, the Parsha begins and spends a lot of time picking up where Moshe Rabbeinu has been carrying us throughout the book of Devarim, that is to say, a walk through Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech to Bnei Yisrael and his historical retrospective on Bnei Yisrael. So, of course, in the process, he says, Keso, Kiso Marbel Vavcha, right? When you say to yourself, Rabim HaGoyim Ho'eila Mimeni Echa Uchala Horisham, when you tell yourself there are too many nations in the world, how are you going to defeat them? The Hashem answers, Lo Sira Mihem, don't worry about them. The definition of Bitachon is often misunderstood. The great Mashgiach of the Lakewood Yeshiva, Reb Matisyo Solomon Shalita, should have before Shlema, points out that many people mistakenly believe that bitachon means that one believes in that things will turn out the way that you want them to turn out. And this is a responsibility of belief. However, says Reb Matisyo, this is incorrect. Bitachon means that one doesn't have to rely on statistics in the face of hope. If the statistics say, Rabim HaGoyim O'ila Mimeni, still don't worry. Even when facing a threat, one has a right to rely on Hashem and place his hope in Hashem. Kaveh El Hashem, we are going to say throughout the month of Elul. Chazak V'yameitz Libecha. If you put your hope into Hashem, you become stronger in the process. And what will happen? V'kaveh El Hashem. It will give you the koach, the strength, to stand up, to give further strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also read the special mitzvah of Yachalto v'savato v'erachtas Hashem Elokecha, to eat and be satisfied and then give a bracha to Hashem, that which you and I call benching. And the current chief rabbi, Rav David Lau Shalita, quotes the Gera Rebbe, who contrasted benching with the recitation of Asher Yatzar. He notes Rav David Lau, benching has a limit for how long one can recite it. Asher Yatzar can be recited for a much longer period of time. And why is there a difference between the two? So the Ger Rebbe, as quoted by the chief rabbi, explains that the theme of the Birkas Hamazon is about breaking one's gaiva, one's haughtiness. And that can only happen when a person recognizes that his sense of personal satisfaction, his satiation, the visavata, is due to Hashem's goodness as opposed to his personal achievement. That realization is achieved when a person comes to the reality at his high point on a full stomach. And so therefore, until the stomach is no longer full, a person can bench. But once the stomach has started to go down, the quality of the Birkas Hamazon will not achieve its goal, and so therefore, the opportunity is lost. We're also told in the Parsha, Zachor, Al Tishkach, Is Asher Ktzavtas Hashem Elokecha. Don't forget. Remember how you angered Hashem with the Chet HaEgel, and Rav Shechter Shalita would remind us that the Ramban seems to be unsure as to whether this command, Zachor Al Tishkach, was only for the generation in the Midbar, or whether it applies to future generations as well, which would make it a mitzvah that's part of the 613 mitzvos. The Magen Avraham adds that this is a Medrash in Yalkut Shemoni, and thus we can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira by remembering this Shabbos. So if that's the case, why don't we make a big fuss about it? So the Magen Avraham notes that to publicly humiliate Bnei Yisrael is not a good idea. And so therefore, how is one supposed to achieve the Zechira if it is Taka a mitzvah? So the author of the Torah Tamima in his biography, his famous biography, almost infamous, notes that the reading of Parshas Parah fulfills the obligation. Why would the reading of Parshas Parah work? So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita explained that if it's a mitzvah, then the intent is to teach us the idea of tshuva l'rabim. And the mitzvah is not just for us to feel guilty over chet ha'egel. That can't make it be a mitzvah. And so therefore, when the Torah tells us, yavo ha'ein v'kaneach tzoas benah, that the mother should come and clean up the mess from the child, the mother, of course, being the para aduma, the child being the egel azav, then what we're seeing over here is a tshuva for the chet ha'egel. And that is the real point that would be achieved in this particular instance. So Moshe Rabbeinu describes what was going on while Bnei Yisrael were there. For Isha Bahar Arboim Yom Barboim Laila, I sat in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti, umayim lo shosisi. I didn't eat bread and I didn't drink any water. So the Medrash Tanchuma determines that Moshe, based on this, was Moser Nefesh for Torah. Moshe showed a great amount of sacrifice for the purpose of Torah. And so therefore, Torah gets referred to as Torah's Moshe. When you sacrifice for a Torah, Torah allows you to acquire it for yourself. So the great Jewish leader of Baruch Mordechai Ezrahi Shalita in Eretz Yisrael explains that the kinyan for Torah is Mesiris Nefesh. The way one acquires Torah is by showing Mesiris Nefesh. And Mesiris Nefesh was displayed here by not eating or drinking for 40 days and 40 nights. However, says Rabbi Baruch Mordechai, that's true in Shamayim, where it's not the Derech Eretz to eat and drink. And so ergo Moshe Rabbeinu's kinyan came about not only because of his Mesiris Nefesh for Torah, but also because of the Derech Eretz that should precede Torah. Derech Eretz, Kadma La Torah, means when you're in Shamayim, then you don't eat and you don't drink for 40 days and 40 nights. Down here, the rules of Mesiris Nefesh would be defined differently, but equally as appropriate. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is up there, Bnei Yisrael are sitting down here, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kum Reid Mehar Azeh, right? Go down quickly. Go quickly. Maher Mizeh. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu told, Kum Reid Maher Mizeh, go down quickly? And why does Hashem wait until only after the ego began? Why doesn't Hashem send Moshe down earlier and stop the ego from happening? So Reb Zalman Saratzkin Zatzal, the famed Lord Skarav, explained that when Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah and the yoke of Shamayim in the process, they became like Malachim, who corrected the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, when the other nations didn't join them, then the world is left with a confusion. Some people in the world are rising up to be like Malachim, namely Bnei Yisrael. Others in the world are not able to release themselves from animalistic choices. The rest of the world chose not to accept the Torah and not to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore the world is being pulled from two ends. And of course when you pull something at two ends, the center point starts to become weak. And so at that point Hashem tried to get Bnei Yisrael to raise up the rest of the world. When that failed, Hashem gave permission to the Satan to unite the world by maybe trying the other way, maybe to bring Bnei Yisrael down, if Bnei Yisrael couldn't raise up the nations of the world. And hence the delay until after the Egel happened, the Satan was involved. And it's the reason why we continue to suffer the consequences even today. We didn't raise the rest of the world, and we fell prey to them instead. And this is our challenge and our nisayon to bear. In the middle of towards the end of the parsha, we read the second parsha of Kriya Shema, known as V'haya Im Shamoa Tishmu Al Mitzvosai. Now, a person needs to understand when you're reading the parsha of V'haya Im Shamoa, a person needs to remember and recall what exactly happens in the parsha of V'haya Im Shamoa. One of the things that happens is that this section is known as Kabbalas HaMitzvos. So Moshe Feinstein once asked, why do I need to engage in a section of Kabbalas HaMitzvos if we already accepted the yoke of heaven in the first section of Shema? So Moshe answers that while the responsibility to do mitzvos comes with one who accepted the yoke of heaven, Hashem wants us to also develop a simcha shel mitzvah and accept the mitzvah responsibility not as a force, like Kabbalas Olam HaShamayim, but rather as an opportunity. The parasha also finishes at the very end of the parasha. We're told, "Lo yisyatziv ish bifneichem." No one should be able to stand in front of you. Rav Yechiel Yitzchak Per Shalita, the Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva Far Rockaway, once noted that the reason why we refer to tefillah as amidah is that while on the one hand it seems logical for a person to subjugate himself before Hashem in tefillah, it doesn't appear that Hashem wants that from us. Hashem wants us to serve Him not as a crushed, mushy, frog-shaped human. He wants us to serve Him as tall, upright human beings and when we come to pray as human beings who crackle with creativity, we choose to serve Hashem, and thus nobody else. Lo yisyatzev ish bifneichem. We don't get squashed into doing so. So therefore, lo yisyatzev ish bifneichem becomes a bracha for us. If we stand with our amidah, then there no one will have the opportunity to try to outstep us. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read the famous verse, Madua basi v'einish, karasi v'einoneh. Yishayahu points out that God comes along and asks, why did I come here and there was nobody here? And the Gemara in Brachas learns that this refers to a time when Hashem comes to a shul and doesn't find 10 people there waiting to daven. So Rav Shimon Schwab explains that any opportunity to engage self-improvement without seizing upon it disappoints Hashem in the process. And what the Navi's telling us is that he gave many chances for a meeting of the minds between us and him. But he felt that he was the only one trying, and we need to rise to the occasion to try along with him. And so therefore he gets frustrated. But we can improve. And the month of Elul is a month that gives us that opportunity. It's the month that says, Ani l'do David, do dili. I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is to me. And with God's help, we will be able to get to a point where we will be able to meet up with him in the near future, getting us to a period not just of an Elul, but an opportunity to a Yom HaGadol, the Hanora, Shabbat Shalom to all.